We found out last week the TTC for 2025 planning 38 full weekend closures. That on top of the 217 early nightly closures mean there could be disruptions on our subways for 80% of 2025. It's just another thing to add to the list that TTC riders have to deal with. The growing list of frustrations continues. This week, a new motion titled Addressing Service Delays on the TTC will appear before the TTC board, proposed by TTC Commissioner and Toronto St. Paul's Councillor Josh Matlow. Josh joins the morning Zoom with Andy and Jane now. Josh, good morning and many thanks for joining us on your Monday.
My delight. Good to be with you, Andy.
So this motion, Josh, addressing service delays on the TTC, it features comprehensive steps to ease the collective pain of public transit users. Feels like we've been hearing about plans like this for some time now. So what are the things that this motion is suggesting, Josh?
Well, I only wish that we had been hearing plans like this for a long time. In fact, I've been very concerned that the TTC has not really prioritized one of the main things that we're all experiencing, which is that the subway is unreliable to get to work, to get to school, no matter where we are going, because you never know if there's going to be a delay, and quite often there is. And even when there is a delay, it is almost impossible to understand how long it's going to go for if you need to consider an alternative route, because the speaker comes across like Charlie Brown's teacher, and you can't even understand what they're saying. We have a very small subway system compared to big cities around the world, like Tokyo and London, New York, etc. And we really have very few ways to get around when one line is down. So I'm also asking for the TTC to work with the city's transportation services to be more creative with the surface routes and find other ways for people to get to where they need to go when there really is a legitimate delay. And ultimately, the delays are, you know, there's a range of reasons why they happen. Sometimes it's the signal control that's not working. Sometimes, sadly, there's a trespasser on the tracks for a number of reasons. There's lots of different reasons, but I want the TTC to focus on fixing these problems and serving people better, because ultimately, if the TTC can be more reliable, affordable, safe, and provide better service, it'll be the better way. But it's got a long way to go.
But from a public perspective, Josh, I wonder if and I know you can understand the frustrations and maybe even some of the hesitations around things like this, around proposals like this, lots of ideas, but it feels, you know, the TTC continues on with the same problems, sometimes the problems not getting fixed, but getting worse, like service outages.
The experiences that I shared are ones that I don't just hear about, although I do hear about them all the time. But personally, I experience. I have been late for meetings that were critically important to arrive at on time because of these delays. And that's just not functional. It's not sustainable. So I feel the same sense of urgency and anxiousness, really, to get this fixed as anyone else who uses the TTC as well. I get it. There's been lots of talk about the problems for a long time. What there hasn't been, though, and this is what I'm proposing to the board, is a specific and clear path to start addressing these problems, like actually auditing the technology that we use to share information, to actually start looking into the ATC signal uses, the automatic train control signal issues, and why they're actually having as many problems that they're having. I've been asking for real clear information about the hydraulic oil spills that happened several times last year, because if we actually get to the root causes of the problems, then we can fix them. That has not been done. I did not see that leadership under the, to be candid, the last administration at City Hall. And I'm asking for this one to just focus on this, prioritize this.
Would you say
functional again?
Sorry to interrupt you, Josh. Would you say that this current administration is not prioritizing these issues on the TTC?
No. To say it really candidly, I don't believe under John Tory this was a priority. The TTC was underfunded. The the priorities were not being addressed and invested in very well. Band-aids were essentially put on things rather than real fixes. And I'm hoping that this mayor will understand that this is such a clear priority. And what I am happy to see is that she is supporting the budget proposal from the TTC that does invest many millions of dollars directly into the kind of things that I've been discussing with you.
Before we let you go, Josh, in our last 30 seconds here, wanted to take a quick little bit of time to talk about Old City Hall. For the last number of years, up until this coming April, it's been used as a provincial courthouse, but the building set to be shuttered, and there's no clear indication of what's going to happen to the building. It's a historic building in Toronto, built in 1899. I know you've got a great idea of what to do with the building, and it's something I think a lot of Torontonians could get on board with. Quickly just share with us some of your thoughts about what we could do with City Hall.
So,
old City Hall, should I say? Not current City Hall, for goodness sakes. Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
So the old City Hall is a historic building in its own right, and it would be the perfect place to be home to a museum of Toronto. Now, I've visited cities around the world, including Chicago, that isn't far from here. And when I visited their city museum, I didn't just visit the city. I got to know the city. I fell in love with Chicago, just like we do in personal relationships when we learn about our stories, when we understand who we are, the trials, the tribulations, the triumphs. And we have all these artifacts from Toronto's history just hidden away in a warehouse down in Liberty Village right now. I'd like to take all that out and share it with tourists, share it with school kids, share it with all Torontonians, because we've got incredible stories in the city, and Old City Hall would be a perfect place to host us. Now, this isn't a new idea or even my idea. You know, one of my great mentors, David Crombie, started working on this decades ago, and I joked with somebody recently that I want this actually realized before our work on trying to get a city museum becomes an artifact itself. It's been a long time coming, and I am really concerned that the city staff are not working as let's say diligently and as quickly as possible to make this a reality.
City Councilor Josh Matlow, thank you for your candor this morning. Thank you for your time. Have a great Monday.
You too. Thanks, Andy.